Welcome back. And we're gonna start every episode the same way that we always do. So first, you're gonna get all comfortable in your bed or wherever you're trying to fall asleep at. And second, you're gonna close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and exhale. And try to let everything go. All the emotions, happy, sad, angry, mad, and feel at peace or calm with yourself. Great. Now that you've completed that, let's start picturing a black screen with nothing in it, just a black canvas. And it's gonna stay black the whole time. The background's gonna be black. The whole time. Because you're so far down in the ocean, you can't even see ahead of you without the help of your flashlight. You're part of a deep sea diving expedition. You're on the hunt to find the nightfish. This was used in ancient cultures to heal almost any sickness, and the blood is rarer than diamonds. And every so often, privatized teams like you set out to find these exotic fishes down at the depths of the Pacific Ocean. And they're so dark, it's so hard to catch them. It almost takes a little bit of luck to even feel them. Let alone have enough quick reflexes to catch it, a slimy little fish, before it goes away back into the darkness. And the fish is your main goal today. So, you've been down here in this freezing water for almost 20 minutes. 20 long minutes at the bottom of the ocean, waving around your light like a crazy person with the lightsaber. Trying to catch a glimpse of anything or even a shadow, hoping it's above you, but nothing. You keep waving your arm around. If you do this for any longer, you feel like your arm's gonna fall off. You're just so tired and exhausted of just seeing darkness. It's funny, because when you shut your eyes down there in the deep, it's like looking around without a flashlight. You can't tell the difference whether your eyes are open or closed. Only thing helping you out is the little flashlight they gave you. Because these night fish, they don't like light, so they will swim away from the light, so that's why it's so dim and so difficult to catch one of these things. Once you do, the paycheck and reward is huge. News coverage, photo ops, sponsorships, lots of fame, but it's lots of hard work to catch it. Even harder fish to breed, because it only breeds if it's below 8,000 feet below the sea level. Anything greater than that and it will just remain infertile. That's why labs are having such a hard time breeding these animals. Even though their medicinal qualities are out of this world. And you hope to find one. You have a timer on your watch signifying when you have to go back up to the surface to change your air, and when you can slowly ascend up out of this terrible, terrible black caged prison. You have about 8 minutes left. This is the fourth time you've been down here this week, and you just want it to end. What if there aren't any here? What if they all moved? There are so many questions. All of them are valid. Because nobody even knows where they go to mate, or go during the winter or summer. This is just a very popular ground where we find a lot of them. With your right hand grabbing the tiny light, your left hand is free to feel it on the water. But it's just cold. There's no fish in sight. And you feel sad that there are no fishes anywhere for you to bring home and get the big prize. Because you would love to be famous just by catching a teeny little fish. So you open your palm up and you slice it through the water, grabbing nothing but water until you swipe one more time with your left. You feel something. Bring the hand back to you as quick as possible, only to find that it's a little rock. Nothing big. And you're sad. So you throw it down on the ground, and it slowly sinks to the bottom of the ocean. That's okay with you. There are millions of other rocks. This was no different.
You want to reach out onto another moving shadow. And this time, your right hand went out faster than you ever could have thought. And you grab it. It's still wiggling in your hands. You drop the flashlight, and it hits the sand. Quickly, you press the red button on your suit. And a silver, plasticky-looking bubble encloses you. Water, fish, and all. So the fish can't escape. It was a great invention. Because people were catching them, but they were slipping free. But now it has nowhere to go. You hit the green button and you slowly rise up. And a couple seconds off the ground, you have to call in to the captain of the boat. You have to tell him where to be picked up. So you radio him in, and he is losing his mind because he knows that he'll get a little share of that money too. And you start slowly rising up through the deep, past all the darkness, and up to the surface of the Pacific Ocean. Yes, the journey is very long. All of your excitement makes the time fly by much faster. And before you know it, you can see colors and different fish. Can see a dolphin in the distance. And then you look up, and there's the sun beaming down on you as you emerge in your glass, plastic-looking hamster ball. The captain of the ship maneuvers right over to you and picks you up. The blackfish still swimming around rapidly, trying to search for an exit. We don't know how many there are and how many are left, but today you just helped plenty of people with sicknesses that can't be cured. Until now. You're so happy. You can't wait to call your family and your husband and tell them that you struck out and that they don't have to live in an old apartment. You can move to a nice home after paying for all the equipment you use today. Still, you'll still have millions of dollars left over. This blackfish has changed countless lives, and you're up. I hope you find the one thing that will change your life forever. Have a good night.